they're kind of on the corner of it, so that's why. So the Goshi is kind of, you know, kind of.
Well, they ask for too much, but they can't ask for less now. They ask for too much.
Right.
Is there a is there a cultural way for them around that? Like if you challenge them for something, or
touch them and run away.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, is there a way in their culture to, you know?
Since they kept him, would it continue? I'd like to offer some suggestions to you on this, based on my understanding of their culture.
Okay. This pretty much, you notice this as you go throughout the day. So pretty much after you break for today,
you talk about it and figure that out.
Right. So
my will wake up by then, hang out, and listen to them.
My supposition is that they ask for too much without necessarily realizing it was so, and they're unable to back down now. So I believe that the way that we can help them to back down is to ask for some, like tell them we're going to put more Federation medical personnel on helping to create this, and so they wouldn't be required to put in as much work. And that way they could be able to ask for less because they'd be giving less without it really being backing down.
What did you just say?
He said change the requirements such that it looks like we're asking them for less than we originally asked them for, so that they can gracefully lower their requirements. That's actually a good idea.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm the anthropologist.
That's why he makes a big buck.
Yeah.
Or I'm a first contact specialist. That's my suggestion, Captain.
Okay. That's a good idea.
I'm actually going to do continue search on that.
Okay.
I'm going to do another lesson.
Alright.
Captain, if negotiations continue to have problems, I'd like to ask permission to personally approach them this evening or stuff, since I feel like I have some rapport with them from the party.
Okay. I'll do this after
after tomorrow's negotiations.
You're not going to need something wrong.
Yeah.
Give him one more night to think about it.
One more thing. Yeah.
Yes.
You can wait for me to research rolls.
Okay. I go to bed. No one's going to do anything for me. Correctly understanding that I think Brad beat him out, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Eight. I assume we find out about the nasty little incident.
Yeah, basically you find, well, that's like...
Scar used to be known as number one.
Yeah.
Now he's something number two. Wow. Probably bitter.
Bitter.
Why is that written up in the Enterprise log?
Yeah, the Enterprise log goes up.
Dave Sweet beams up.
Pretty sure that would be easy to get.
Aha.
You know, do a Google search on Yar. Alpha Revenge. Scar.
Oh, that's weird. Yar and Scar.
Yeah. My Google search only turned up one document. It's their log. Enterprise logs from this star date. Pretty easy to find. But is there anything else other than the nasty incident?
No,
no other troubling family history. No beauty pageant. No children in beauty pageants. That sort of thing.
The big section that's erased.
What the? There's always that. Damn it.
It's a 5-year period.
Okay. You gonna look after the captain tonight?
Sure.
Okay.
That's a full day.
Okay, Angie. What are you doing tonight, Coop?
Catching up on my breath.
Okay. Mind if I play computer games on your monitor in your room?
I watch you sleep.
I'm always going to watch you sleep.
Computer terminal.
I knew you thought of me in that way.
Computer terminal in my room isn't as good as yours. That's a person for my need.
He needs a 24 bit, not the 8 bit.
Covering all our bases, ma'am.
Get it? Covering?
Sure. Okay. You're that paranoid.
I am. Yeah, I love computer games. if you're, you know, if you ever do take a break, log on and we can both play marathon.
You're making a pretty big supposition that he really was head for our quarters, but...
Was there anything like docks or supplies or anything that would be a tactical advantage or involved in anything other than our quarters in the direction he was headed? Following a straight route from his quarters.
Just a public bathroom.
There's only one bathroom.
Probably not. This would be like residential level.
Okay. Well, I'll rely on start on the base security double guard for everything else. No? But I mean open. In my own little way, I mean trusting. I'll trust that they can blow up the base, but they're not going to, you know, sleep with our women.
Do you want to just put a little camera there?
I don't think about a bug. But I think we get in trouble for that.
There's security cameras everywhere, right?
What?
There isn't?
Not really.
No.
You want someone else?
Just, you know, security areas, yeah.
Just, you know, on top of the corridor.
Just when quarters. No.
Right in front of his door. Pointing right.
Then we start spying on the alien ambassadors.
No, as much as I'd like to, I'm feeling kind of open tonight.
What's happened to you?
She gave me stims, man.
Okay.
I can't betray her trust now. Let her sleep with the ugly scarred guy.
Okay. So, we do what we do.
Yep.
I'm wearing my Kazuki battle sash.
Okay.
I'm wearing my From the Planet, the little colorful belt. High fashion.
That's right. That was from Vulcan, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm wearing a Vulcan belt. It was good, dressed in the plane.
So, right about midnight, there's a knock on Crystal's door.
I wake up Crystal and hide. In like a closet or
something. Under the bed.
I point to the bed in the closet.
I just shake my head, rub my eyes, and look through the door.
The closet. On the bed, it takes so long to get out.
You might be crushed.
Exactly. That scar was a big guy.
It's Luton.
It's Luton.
That scar.
I'm pretty sure
this is why I've got no gun and there's, you know, going to be no violence. Because, you know, he might have something good intended.
That's true.
I just don't want him alone with our women folks. He might be carrying a poison glove.
Oh, man, you're right. You are being open.
For him.
I mean, for a Starfleet intelligence, I am. I sit in the closet, listen, ready to leap out and strangle them at a moment's notice. The only way to protect Crystal's honor. I am sure she'll handle this political situation with the corn that requires. And I'll get to finish my marathon game. I can hear.
I'm like, where'd you go?
Hello? I'm going PPP.
Hello?
Where are you, John?
Turn it off.
What?
Like during the negotiations,
I'm busy.
So during that day's negotiations,
he's like, "Whoa,
I'm just doing whatever." Right. So during the day's negotiations, it's usually taken on a busy one.
Okay.
Now, first husband is doing, you know, most of the talking and the makeup of the guy, and the arena is like, "This is kind of happening."
Okay.
But, so who sends there to know?
Was he at the negotiation itself?
Yes.
He's just not participating.
Right. Okay. He's just kind of there.
Okay.
You know, taking care of other things.
The kids. Her needs. She's got so many needs.
So he says, sorry to bother you. So late, but he needs to talk to you privately. You know, he realizes that he wanted to make unnecessary demands. that you know, that traffic can not bridge is not possibly meet.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, you know, people in the
right.
Colonists on the planet below are dying.
Well, right. Yeah. She's
sick of me. We understand
that. So that's dying now. I'm taking that in the closet.
So we understand that it's impractical for you to back down from the request that you've made, so we're looking to alter the nature of the request in such a way to, you know, allow you to reduce your...
Yeah, but that is what I have done.
Okay.
Federation scientists were working on this thing. On the planet, unfortunately.
They were blown up in a recent accident.
No, unfortunately, he died from the disease.
Okay.
Well, okay.
unfortunately, so if you go down there, and I'm sure it feels very close to finding it here. So you find a cure with that kind of, or at least a better vaccine, then with that leverage, Dagon will be able to keep it back down.
Okay.
And you're not talking vaccine, you're talking cure, right? Because vaccines don't cure people.
They're sort of using it.
Yeah.
It's not a vaccine, it's a cure, it's the correct answer. Who is this person that was working on the?
He was very tough to find it.
Okay.
They said, people got to find it and work on it. You'll find it here, and meanwhile, I'll try to install. Negotiations with it, I'm sure it's only a day. It's only going to take a day. Pretty fun if you're he seems very intelligent.
And you're wearing blue.
Thank you. Can I use deceptive empathy to see if he's got some sort of ulterior motive behind this?
He's the soul of honesty.
Lugopenis.
I'm just thinking he's trying to, you know, maneuver
you away from the.
Yeah.
I see lots of sixes.
Eight.
On the wrong page.
So suspicious.
Well, I mean, he's definitely. Well, you can tell he's not telling you everything.
Okay.
Shoot him now.
I
haven't telling you
everything.
I hate that.
Totally honest with the aliens.
So okay, well, I'll say, and I'm sure this, you know, that should your services magically no longer be needed, this would reflect poorly on what's the other guy's name, and help you, you know, reassume number one husband status. Or
it would help. You know, he has made a slight mistake a year to
tactically
try to work my way back up the chain.
2-1. way down.
Well,
it's hard to go up. Any
was that was that what he was hiding? Or is there more?
You don't know.
So. My main interest lies in making sure that a cure is arrived at by whatever means necessary to save lives, and if it means helping you out a little bit with your little political maneuvering, I'm not really concerned about that. So if there's anything else that you think, you know.
Well, the only thing you would ask you is to make sure not to try not to involve anybody else, because if any word comes out of this, that he's helping you guys, and in which fact, you know, he'll be lots of water, and he'll probably, he'll way down the husband right here.
He might go as far as four.
Yeah, it'll take forever to go from four, okay.
So oh, then, so why then were you so concerned with security?
Aha! That's the second one that I've learned my responsibility to ensure security of the first husband and the wife.
Why?
Okay. He makes apology though.
That would be really wise. I'm the underling. Look after the security of the overling.
You mean the underling who benefits or something happens to the overling?
Yeah. That's true in all cultures. They always do it that way.
Good beta males know where to throw their foot. Girlfriend.
I don't look so dumb.
Well, you know, again, he's holding something back.
Okay.
You know, that is his job, so. But you don't think, you know, he really is. You know, not talking, unless he's really sure.
He's dedicated. The way he's supposed to look after it is, like, you know, make sure that the security, head of security does it. Like I said, he was talking to the wrong people at the party.
Solomon, well, I don't feel that you're being entirely upfront with me, and I would appreciate more candor, but I will certainly investigate this, you know, need that you're doing.
In the closet, right? Oh, yeah, you should go.
as I said, I you know, your familial maneuverings are, you know, none of my concern, and, you know, I'm not out to hinder you personally in any way. I'm just looking to help out, you know, the people of this planet. So, if you tell me,
there you are.
So, I mean, if you could tell me what it is, whatever it is you're holding back, you know, if it might be useful to me.
I do not think we can.
Oh.
Very well.
I need to know, in general, what you plan to do with this
relationship. Him? That's him asking?
No, it's not him asking.
That's
him trying to read her.
Oh, okay.
See if she's going to act on it immediately or, you know, do something weird.
Unfortunately, I don't know what you in the closet. Yeah, baby. That'd be read like an open book for this.
I intend to try to do some research on the name of the doctor that he gave me to find out if he was actually doing that kind of stuff, and then try to get permission to go look into it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, if he's like probing me or anything, I want to be.
No, he's not actually probing. He's just trying to read it, by the way.
Okay.
So just trying to see if you're gonna, like, you know, have you seen eager or suspicious or something like that? So.
Okay. I come out of the closet.
I never knew you were like that. No wonder you never tried to hit on me before.
What are the reasons? okay. I know what we need to do.
What's that?
Tell husband number one.
Why?
Because that gives him the out and doesn't allow this guy to do the incredibly dishonorable thing he's doing to his own people, which would be betraying them for the stuff that they're gaining for their work. Federation, we'd be screwing them. If he didn't tell us this and didn't go behind for his own political purposes, they'd be getting something. Even though that other guy's asking for too much, say yes for something reasonable. They'd be getting, their whole planet would be benefiting from this, from their services for technology and stuff like that. understand it would be good for the Federation. Instead, we're going to do this, go around behind their back, use this information that from this basically, this guy is basically traitor slash immoral slash whatever. I say we basically use that as the additional piece of information there. Hey, by the way, we have some information that is very valuable for you if you do win to negotiate, kind of thing. Basically tell him what's going on, let him drop his demands, make sure they're reasonable, and then do it straight up and up deal as a proper Federation should. So what this guy's doing is wrong. For his whole planet. He's betraying his entire planet.
That just has something that made sense, that my character would have thought made sense.
I know.
Very humorous.
He's betraying his entire planet. Honestly, my only fear is that, cousin number one and the wife will kill him for what he's doing, which in most planets probably would.
Well, maybe we should talk to...
But we might want to put him in security.
Anthropology boy
about their culture, whether they have death penalties, like that. And if they do, we might want to bring Scar into protective custody.
Right.
Before ratting on. But that's my personal opinion. Because we don't really know if the guy, if the dead scientist is a day away from finishing
right.
the cure,
that's
kind of bogus and suspicious. And even if
right.
I'm sure their scientists, with the information, if it's true,
right.
could find it even faster than you
right.
could. Nothing against you.
I know.
maybe finding a cure today is just
maybe
just
start.
It.
Oh, today I'm going to start right away.
I feel like he had some other reason for wanting the negotiations to drag out.
So
go talk to Clancy and find out what the deal is.
Okay.
I'm going to do some research to find out about this doctor.
Okay,
guy.
You find out about the doctor, I talk to Clancy and give him my take.
You this tonight?
Yeah.
Slideshow.
Hey, when given.
Hey, I slept all day, man. I slept all day
for a reason. No, I was just playing single player.
I'm pretty sure
the captain's tired out.
Yeah.
Playing single player. I've heard other words.
Single player.
Well, everybody will be getting plus initiative this time around.
That's true. Except for plus, this could be the entire.
Well, we're trying to do
this. We're going to come and do this. Quincy.
Right, so
I tell you.
In the middle of the night.
I wake up. I explained that the guy is trying to blah, 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 betray his planet, blah, blah, blah. Not very stand-up-ish. The Federation shouldn't go around and strike deals for this kind of reason, blah, blah, blah. We should strike a reasonable deal. He just isn't a negotiating tool, blah, blah, blah. You've heard a lot. We want to make sure, though, that in his culture, the penalties for doing something, basically what he's doing, aren't like death, and if they are, we need to take him into protective custody because it's wrong to kill, blah, 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 blah. Even though, apparently, our commander just killed Tony like that.
Firstly, he did?
Yeah. Oh, you hear about that?
God.
She's got so much blood on her hands.
Oh, all those poor Victoria.
And people, too.
I want to try and see if my anthropology with the emotion figure out anything or any of the research I've done.
Okay.
Or, what else he might be up to. I'm not concerned about that.
Okay, so
concerned. What should I roll?
Anthropology is fine.
Great. My inept skill again. 8.
They would
torture us.
They would probably kill him.
They do that death thing in this planet.
Yeah, because sorting will be on alien waste, but it's very bad in this culture.
I should take him into protective custody.
Is there any way we can do this without ruining his reputation?
No. He did something really bad. He should be punished, actually. I'd be happy to let him, throw him in jail for life for what he's doing, which is basically, stealing from his entire planet.
You find out that Dr.
For his own gain. But, he can't have killed. That would be wrong. So I'm fine by that. Just take him away.
To find a lattice.
We're on Restar Base. We're in Federation territory.
But do they have,
but there's no
diplomatic immunity.
Okay.
Trying to get
in touch with as far as I know, in the episodes I've watched, it's been pretty easy to take people into custody, no matter what.
I mean, theoretically, he probably has to protest.
What race is he?
Or he probably wouldn't want to protest.
Well, exactly. I mean, if he wants to go back and die, we probably couldn't stop it.
We know.
We've tried. That's why it's called protective custody. If he doesn't want to be in it, he can go.
I'm dangerous.
That comes to handy.
Okay. I think that's what I came to do then. Five.
Okay. So you just look at your bonus. So someone at the door.
Okay. Do I have a bad feeling about this?
Yeah,
feel bad. You have a bad intro.
Sorry. I check on the connect. Is there a way to check who's outside before, you know?
You don't have to do this.
I believe you can say who's there.
Okay. Since I have a bad feeling about this, I page Clancy, or page Eric.
Okay.
There's somebody at my door again.
Oh, great.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Ask who it is. We're on our way.
And then, the door opens.
Who is it?
Hey, how can they open the door?
That's not good.
They open the door.
Okay.
And two Lagoonian clerks rush in.
Alright. I run away.
What the hell are you doing in here?
I'm still in my night clothes. I get behind the table or something.
Okay.
Okay. When Eric was still talking with me, or is he already left?
So, this is...
Am I done with Shannon and headed back already, or am I still with Shannon?
I start running too.
Okay, as we go, I start saying, guards to Crystal's room. All guards to Crystal's room.
Okay.
You lose an issue if you do a point-to-point transfer.
I know. Notice I'm not doing that. I'm running through a hall. It's more exciting that way. It's
my force
now. No! I use a Jeffrey tube. I get slide.
Okay. You roll behind the table, so they just chase after you and try to grab
like the next bit of moonlight.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
sure they're figuring to
get away with. You gotta keep away from them.
Okay.
On the bed.
So maybe this is time for my coordination actually to go up to four.
On the bed.
Right, that'd be a bad idea.
So make a dodge roll.
Right about now would be the time.
While they're trying to grab you.
You gotta roll first.
Oh, that's not good.
Good roll.
Your courage.
Yeah, thanks.
We all
laugh. Awful.
They grab you.
Okay.
What's
the meaning of this?
What? Get your hands off me!
They ripped off your combat!
Like, that'll work.
But it's attached to it.
Oh. Ow! Nipple rings.
Ow.
Shit, is there anything I can do to...
Scream?
Yeah, screaming is good.
I'll have to knock you out then. That'll take longer.
Help!
Yeah, because I have to keep hitting you.
You like running off.
Athletics, right?
Yep.
I almost got that.
I have it. It's just on my scrappy fitness.
This is a Federation base. You're in the race. Blah, 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 blah.
Damn.
Wow, I'm out distancing you.
I'm a pretty fat cat.
They suck when I get there before.
They don't have those poisonous clubs on their hands, do they?
No.
Great.
It's on their face.
They need to pull the capture and not kill it.
Okay, when you two get there,
there's no need that. The table's overturned.
We keep running immediately for the Ligonian quarters.
Where are we
running? They figure they're not running with her.
Are there pools of blood?
Everywhere. Big pool of blood.
Right. Any guards happen to come that are supposed to be all over the place?
Nah, you don't see any guards.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Okay, I immediately start sprinting towards the Ligonian quarters.
Where are we going to the Ligonian quarters?
Where else would we be going?
Well, we don't know for sure.
You're right, it was actually Klingon spies.
Yeah, it was the Romulans.
Do you think they're here too?
Yeah. Yeah, and they're disguised as the Jurians.
Huh.
I can tell by their strange tripartite heartbeat. You missed that? You call yourself a first contact specialist. I keep running.
Me too.
Alright, so you get to the Chakotian section. Used to be a general hubbub. Security guards and the morning guards are wondering, looking anxious, running to and fro.
We didn't catch up with the guards who were dragging
no
crystal.
Hogan.
Hogan.
Hagar.
Oh. Wow. Hagar the horrible.
Hagar's there, so is the captain. Oh, actually.
The captain's here?
Oh, wait. So before that, because you're in the captain's room.
Oh, what the? Wait, let the captain
go. The headmaster thing, a couple D&D.
Yes.
That's really cool.
You,
the tower good as well. Power collection first.
There's trouble in the Ligonian seat. Or
trouble?
That's the door seat.
Oh my god.
That'll have to be our next campaign.
You see Rush off there? When you get there, hang on. Is yelling and screaming because Uranus has been kidnapped.
Hagar's the first.
Hagar's the first one.
Okay.
What the? Wait, the woman's been kidnapped too?
Yeah.
Is Scar missing?
Who's in there?
It's Scar?
Yeah. No.
Scar's there?
He's there,
is
he directing the security
personnel? Because that is not his face. I keep looking at his face.
Alright, make a perception roll.
It's not as if they can get off the damn Starbase. No, I mean, I keep looking at it. That's the only thing I look at.
His scar?
No, his face. If he changes any expression at all, I don't know.
Sir, do you know who took her?
What? Said perception?
You told him that I got kidnapped.
By two Ligonian guards.
I don't think Chris actually ever said that.
Yeah, he did. When they came in the door, she said, Ligonian guards, and she held the combat draw and still talking to me.
Okay.
Unless for some reason she would turn it off.
I thought I had it open.
I was trying to listen into who was outside when she was going to tell me who was outside, and then you said the door opened.
There's people at my door. I have a bad feeling about this. So I'm going to go see who it is.
Yeah,
and then the door opened. I said, "What the hell is my door open
for?" And I was saying, and I was telling her, saying, "Ask who's outside."
Okay.
And they're tricky. Can open doors.
Sure. I thought I had a different.
So, do I see anything?
You got an eight?
I keep looking.
He doesn't seem extremely worried.
Yes.
Efficient.
Planned in action.
Does he respond to my query?
Okay, so, what do you have?
Sir, do you know who took her?
Which her?
We'll let him answer it whichever way he wants. So.
Okay, he says.
We don't know. One of our other guards, when Chesity changed, found her guards unconscious outside her door. And she was,
Have they been walking yet?
Yeah.
And they don't remember anything.
They just remember they're just standing there and then out.
Were you talking to the guards? Okay. I contact security, tell them to check all the scan for all the life forms on the on the base that don't include comm badges.
Who's not there actually?
That would change everything.
Not even.
Oh, I keep looking at him. Okay.
He's just dressed as a guard, man.
Especially when he's not talking. Hey, talking. Tell him we need all of his guards here.
Honorable.